Before he knew that a stranger had come forward willing to donate him a kidney, 55-year-old Stuart Botsford wasn't feeling well. After all, he'd long been struggling with health issues like diabetes and high blood pressure.
I was in some pretty sad shape. You don't realize how sick you are until before and after. And I mean, I wasn't getting no sleep. I was like dozing every chance. Sure, dialysis gives you life, but it also drains you too.
He's feeling much better today, thanks to this man.
I'm Justin Medwina, and we are here today because this is my first day back to work because I donated a kidney to my new best friend, Stuart.
We're at an Amarin operating center in Springfield in a conference room with a long table of cookies and other snacks. There are balloons and a banner that reads, "Welcome back, Justin." This is where Justin is employed as a utility worker. A party with coworkers has just wrapped up. So, how did he end up donating one of his organs to a man he didn't know from a Chicago suburb hundreds of miles away? Well, as Stuart mentioned, his health was deteriorating, and he was having a hard time finding a match amongst friends and family. In desperation, his family got creative. His wife, Laura.
I looked for a billboard. No one would call me back on that. I did yard signs.
Laura even pleaded for a kidney on a radio station. She says it resulted in several people coming forward. Unfortunately, though, none were good matches for her husband. Then she had an idea to get a decal made for family members' cars. One read, "Dad needs kidney," with Stuart's blood type and a phone number. Someone took a picture and posted it to social media.
Once I had the card done, that's when it really moved fast. It went viral.
The picture made its way back to Justin in Springfield.
My wife saw the picture, sent it to me. I was at work at the time. I stopped what I was doing, read it, and I don't know why, but I just called the number right away, and Stuart answered the phone.
From there, a match was made. Ann Black is the CEO of the National Kidney Foundation of Illinois. She says generally, people on a waiting list for a kidney in the state can expect 5 to 7 years before one is received from a deceased donor.
It's a long wait, and I think that what is frustrating to a lot of people, including myself, is that most people are born with two kidneys. We only need one. And so living donation is really a way to get that waiting list down and have the waiting time decrease significantly.
Since the wait for an organ from someone who has passed on is not always a sure bet, some patients don't have several years to spare, patients are encouraged to seek donations from people close to them. As for getting one from a living stranger, she says it's
much more rare than a family member or a friend.
Black says there are other alternatives for those who can't find a match amongst loved ones.
What can happen is a family member gets tested and they're not a match for the person that needs the kidney, but they become part of a paired exchange.
And then, of course, there are the more unique solutions, like the one that ultimately worked out for Stuart Botsford, a viral picture on Facebook. I asked his donor, Justin Modwina, if he had ever considered donation before.
Never. That was the first time. I don't know what it was, just seeing that picture my wife sent me. It just took me over, and I just knew it was something that I needed to do.
Kidney donation comes with risk, as does any surgery. Less than 1% of donors die due to the surgery. Meanwhile, it's not certain the transplanted kidney will perform as desired. Those who receive one take anti-rejection medications for life. But in this story, both men say they're feeling great. Justin says he hopes this experience can inspire others willing to make a potentially life-saving sacrifice. He says, minus a few days of discomfort and recovery, it just wasn't that big of a deal.
It was something I would do all over again. I wish I had 6 kidneys so I could do this 4 more times. It's really something that is simple. Yes, there are complications that can arise, but that's a risk of life, and it's well worth the benefits in the end. And I guess the biggest thing I would say to anybody out there, if you could help somebody, why don't you?
And as Justin and Stuart can attest, it can also make friends out of strangers. I'm Rachel Otwell.